Luke chapter 10, verses 38 to 42. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me." "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you are worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her."
Great. If we were to follow Jesus and help others follow him too. Well, some of our families, we like to read stories, Bible stories with our family, pray at night time together. That helps us follow Jesus. I think one of the most important habits to have in life as a follower of Jesus is learning to read the Bible every day and pray every day. A few of us in our church are doing a Bible reading program, which I'm a little behind in right at this moment, together, and that's been helpful to share that journey. But there we can teach each other to pray for each other as well. And I like what Jane taught us about the five-finger prayer, and that's probably a helpful way for us to pray, especially when we're younger. But what habits might you have in your life and in the life of your family that could help you follow and help others follow Jesus? The second one was belong and help others belong. Ashley mentioned this, that belonging together is one way that she feels it encourages her to keep a focus on Jesus. So Ashley, if you know Ashley, she's quite involved, you could say. She's the girl on the piano today, but she does many, many other things in our church. We're very grateful, Ashley. But one way of belonging is by participation. It's great to have friends at church. It's great to have families that are Christian families too, and many families in our church are friends together, and that helps us belong. The promise to pray, and we also have a mentoring program, is an important way that we help children know that they matter and that they belong. I wonder what habits you have that help you build belonging. One of the habits that I heard from my wife's family was at their birthday time, they like to go, so if somebody's celebrating a birthday, they like to go around the table and everyone should say something nice about that person on their birthday. And I thought that is a very simple habit to encourage us to say good things, especially on your birthday. So Jeff Higgins today. But belonging is something that we should work hard at, and helps us follow Jesus. And the last one is serving and helping others serve. I wonder what habits that you have that help you. This is all part of spending time with Jesus, making Jesus the best priority in our life, our habits of serving. So I do think that all of us have given an opportunity to help other people. It doesn't matter what age, in fact. We sometimes think only big people or important people or skilled people can serve. It turns out everyone can serve. I love today how Elliot served us by leading us in the song. But we all have a place of service. So it's good for us to find ways of serving in our school, in our family, in our church, serving other people. It's good to use our money to serve others. So I was taught as soon as I got pocket money, that 10% of my pocket money was to go to the church. That's what I was taught. Anyone else taught that lesson? And I think that was a really important lesson, that not all that I get is to be used only for my lollies. Should be used for other people too. And as I've got older, I've had more than my $2 a week, but I've had to also learn that what I get needs to be used for others. That's an important lesson that you can put into everybody's life early. And the earlier, the easier. Another thing that I know is that some families do, if they go on holidays, they make sure that they go to a place where they serve other people. So they might, I don't know, I know some families have served overseas, dropped in to see a missionary and done things to help them understand what happens. I know that other people have dropped into communities, Aboriginal communities, when they've travelled around and got to know people. But I think it's great to find ways of serving as a family. A really wonderful story I heard only this week. Somebody in our church is quite unwell. And because of that, their house has become a little bit untidy. So their neighbours saw that. And as a family, they decided that they were going to come around and serve together, and they tidied up the house. I reckon that's awesome. It's a great way of telling us that we can serve together. And we want children and all of us to learn that it's not just about us. If you know me, I think this is one of the most important lessons to learn in life. As we come to our communion time, it's a good opportunity for us to remember that all these things we have in our life are great, but Jesus is the best. And I really love how Tanya put it as well, reminding us that we should go first to Jesus. And too often we think we have to solve all our problems just on our own. So communion says that God is interested and invested in you and me. He's so interested and invested, he sent his only son Jesus to rescue us. Isn't that a statement of how much of a priority you are in God's love? Well, it would only make sense that God also is a key priority, the priority in our life and in our love too. As we come to the communion table, we remind ourselves that on the night that Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread, and when he'd given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And in the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Just a reminder that Jesus, as we take this cup and bread, that we are reminding ourselves of what Jesus has done for us, that his love for us brings us back to him, and that, in fact, he's asking of us to make him number one, to make our love for God the number one thing in our life. Let me pray, and then we're going to distribute the elements. Our God, thank you that when you are number one in our life, all the other things fall into place. Help us live in the way that we follow you, in the way that we belong, and in the way that we serve, that puts you first. There are many things we can do as an expression of love for you. Many times we don't do them. And for this we are sorry. We are especially sorry when our actions hurt other people. We are also sorry, God, when our mind thinks thoughts that are not of you. So we want to right now confess our sin. Confess that we have loved other things that we should not have loved. That you have not been the priority. That we have said things we should not have said, and that we have even hurt those we love because we have been selfish. We confess all that to you. And the only reason why we can be bold enough to do this is because what we know you give in return for our sin is, through the blood of Jesus, forgiveness. You offer back to us your right way of living. You offer back to us a declaration, a word over us that says we are your children. And most importantly, you offer back to us your forgiveness. So as we drink this cup and eat this bread, we do this remembering all the things you have done for us, and we are thankful. Amen. Right, so I would like to ask...